Wake Up with Petey.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Time to shoot the breeze with the lovely Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au and happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alex. Happy birthday to you. Did the musical Waiters that you had for your birthday sing Happy Birthday that good to you?
It wasn't as good as that. I should get a refund.
Yeah, you should get a refund. But how good are the musical Waiters?
They were amazing. They sang beautiful Italian opera.
Lovely. I did have a listen to some on your Facebook feed because you'd put up a few photos and videos, and I'm glad to see that you had your family and friends around you. Would have been a wonderful, wonderful night. But, Alex, we've got plenty of other things to shoot the breeze about this morning, including the research that has found Australians want journos to keep their opinions to themselves when on Twitter.
So this was a recent study that was done that looked at how Australians spent their time on social media. And 52% of those people said that they prefer reporters and journalists to stick to the news. One third disagreed and said that journalists should be able to share their personal opinions online, but generally people just felt like journalists should not do that and they should just be reporting on the news. But what was interesting about the research is it really was dependent on the age of the group. So 18 to 34-year-olds thought journalists should be able to express their opinions online, on Twitter, while only 29% of people over the age of 55 felt that journalists should have the right to express their opinions on Twitter. So it's that divide around the difference between news and opinion.
Yeah, I guess in their journalistic life, they should be just reporting the news in their, you know, if they've got a personal Twitter feed or a personal Facebook page, then they can express their opinions. But isn't it interesting to see how the differing generations have different views about things? And that can be said for a lot of things going on in the world at the moment, I guess. Hey, Japan has made online insults. Speaking of being online, they're punishing people by up to a year in jail.
Okay, I totally agree with this. So I believe that every time my mother insults a photo on my Facebook page and tells me to brush my hair better, she should be punished by Facebook. Not jail is a bit much, but maybe be blocked for a week. But no, in Japan, they have legitimately made online insults punishable by up to a year in prison. Now, this is a serious issue where they're trying to reduce cyberbullying. It follows the death of a reality TV star who had been dealing with significant cyberbullying. Now, previously, the maximum penalty for online bullying and cyberbullying was less than 30 days detention, which wasn't really getting the cut through that they needed. So they've increased that to 3 years. Now, this also includes cyberbullying, but bullying offline as well. So looking into the complexities around people who are being hassled online and that impact on their real lives.
It's a big step to take, but something's got to be done in the world of being online, where insults and bullying and all that sorts of thing can take place in a rather guarded space where identity of people is concerned. Isn't that right, Alex?
Exactly.
All right. Now, you're going to have to explain our last topic chat for this morning, because I'm not sure exactly what it is, or I don't know, maybe I've been living under a rock for too long. What is the weird reason people don't buy third pounders? And I'm actually asking you, Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au, what's a third pounder? Because I'm used to buying quarter pounders.
Yeah, exactly. A quarter of a pounder is what we all know. A third of a pounder burger failed. Now, the reason why is because people don't do well with fractions. This comes out of a news outlet from Canada that looked into how McDonald's quarter pounder once had a larger burger called the third of a pound burger. Now, that's difficult to say, but also it flopped. Nobody wanted to buy it because they misunderstood that a third of a pound was actually more than a quarter pounder.
Was there really? I've never seen on a McDonald's menu in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I suppose very early years, around maybe 10 or 12, when McDonald's came to Australia, and I didn't see a third pounder on the list.
This was a trial that they did. Now, misunderstandings were around the value. So, as you know, a quarter pounder is 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bigger than the third, which is 1/3. So they got confused and they thought a quarter pounder burger was bigger than a third of a pounder burger.
So everyone thought if they ordered a third pounder, they were going to get a smaller bun, smaller cheese, smaller hamburger, less pickles, less onion, less sauce.
Yep, and this was an experiment in the 80s to compete with the quarter pounder. It flopped terribly, and the reason, people aren't great with fractions.
We humans are an interesting race, aren't we? Alex Center, happy birthday once again. Have a great week, and we'll shoot the breeze next Tuesday.
Thank you.